Yo, what's going on, yo? It is hot as hell, and I'm wearing a black shirt. Fucking genius, Mark. But anyway, today I want to talk to you guys. I want to explain to you guys why AI software, when it comes to marketing your business, is overrated, it's overhyped, and it's mostly bloatware. And when I say bloatware, I mean bloatware is like stuff that's just useless, but you're paying for it every month because it just, I don't know why, you know? I used to be doing that kind of stuff too, so it ain't no big deal. So I want like, you know, I like telling stories and shit. So anyway, my parents came visit their grandkids and all that kind of stuff. And my mom's, right, she loves to shop. She come to me with an empty suitcase and she leaving with a big ass heavy suitcase, right? And I tell her, yo, like, your suitcase, where, like, right now the suitcase that she had was like 60 pounds. I'm like, you're gonna have to pay for it. I don't care. I want my supply. All right, fine. Right? But just know I'm the one who have to bring it downstairs. I'm 38 years old. I'm not young. Well, I'm still young, but you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to preserve my body. I'm not trying to break my body. Anyway, so I've been doing some exercises, right? And simple little bodyweight calisthenics exercises that involves pushes, pulls, and pull-ups, right? Pushes, squats, just simple exercises. And I am like, I'm strong, yo. Like, I've never been this strong in a long time. Even when I used to lift weights, I've never been this strong. Like, I don't even look swole. I'm looking like I've lost weight, but I'm stronger than a bitch. So it's crazy, because when I used to go to the gym, you know, I used to do the weights, I used to do the bench press, I used to even do like squatting with the weights, I used to do curls with the weights, and you know, I used to go to the gym with some cats, and none of us wanted anything to do with the pull-up bar. Like, you wanna show how strong you are, do some pull-ups. Right now I can do like 15 pull-ups on straight, 20 pull-ups if it's a good day, if I wake up early in the morning and get, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, it's kind of like same thing with marketing and running a business. Like, the fancy shit doesn't necessarily get the job done. It's usually the simple stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's usually the simple stuff. So like, let's say you're selling information products, right? Let's say you're new, but you know, you want to get some more sales. You go out there, you buy all this software, right? They got software that will help you make reels faster. Okay, nice. All right? They got software that can turn you in, like, you can take the stuff that you type and put it in the software and it will actually turn it into a video. Oh my God, that's amazing. But honestly, bro, you tell me, right? Will that stuff help you make money? Does that make you help you make money? It might help you get more followers. It might help you get more followers, views, likes, maybe. But the needle that matters is the money, right? So let's make the scenario more real. You know, you got a 9-to-5 job, right? You don't have time to be doing all this shit. Do you still have time to be messing with all that software? I don't think so, right? The key is, and always has been, and always will be, if you want to make money, you have to spend time with the people that's on your list. You have to build a relationship with the people that's on your list. If you have no testimonials, bro, you have no choice but to do that. But problem is, this AI shit coming on. People say, oh man, you know, I can use AI to write sales letters and all this kind. It's called artificial intelligence for a reason. And people can say, oh no, it's getting better, it's learning, it's, nah, I don't give a shit. Nah. There is nothing that can replace you, right? Nothing can replace your experiences, nothing can replace your attitude, nothing can replace your personality, none of that shit, right? All you have to do is just send daily emails, right? And get the shit popping. Like, I don't know how to make, I can't make this video any longer. Like, it's just like, the point is done, right? But on a more advanced tip, like, there are three things you got to look out for when it comes to monetizing your email list, All right, there's three things you gotta look out for. I will cover these in another video, but because, bro, it is hot and I don't want my camera to overheat because this video gonna chip out and I want to record this. So do yourself a favor, just get the free video, right? Yes, you're gonna have to opt in, like, obviously, you know, I'm a marketer, you have to opt in to get the video, but the video is gonna explain to you the three things that you need in order to like monetize your email list. Not monetize it in a way you get a sale today and next week. No, we're talking about getting sales every day. Okay? Sales every day. All right. So, yo, look. This is Mark Fagan. Make sure you get the video. I'm out. Peace.